So here we go. The Mechaber starts. Ha'ola l'migdal. Now, have you ever been to the shuls in Tzfas? Have you ever seen the shuls?
Yeah.
So you know you walk up. It's not like we do now. You walk up like a step or two. They have like they call the middle of the tower. They did Kriyas HaTorah. There's many steps. You're walking up. It's an elevated. Let's see. If you're going up there, Ola Pesach Shehu Eloi B'derech Kitzara Mimakoma. So you walk from your seat in shul, the quickest, shortest way to get to that stairs to get up to get your aliyah. Ve'yered Mehamigon. You come down from the tower from the place where you're leaning from. B'derech Acher Shehu Eloi. B'derech Aruka Ad Makom. You go the longest way. We'll explain why that is. Why you go up the shortest way, you come down the little farthest way from your seat. V'im Shnei Hadrachim Shalvin. If it's equidistant, in that case, Ol B'Pesach Shehu Bo B'derech Yamin, and go to the right. V'Yorah B'Pesach Shneig, and you go down the opposite way. V'Lo Yored Ad She'ol L'Kvar Haroi Likros Achar. And then you don't come down until the next person who has been called up is there, because you don't want it to be, you know, open, sitting, walking away from the Sefer Torah by itself. Morning. So now the Mechaber, that was the Mechaber. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Chaf Beis, you walk up the Derech Katsar, the shortest distance from your seat to get your Aliyah. Mishim Kvod HaTzibur. It's considered to be respectful of them. Shalo Yamtinu Allah Baharba. They shouldn't have to wait for you. The fact that you decided to take a more circuitous route, that's not right. It's a Kvod HaTzibur. Vegam, in addition to Mishim Kvod HaTorah, it's something that's cherished, something that's special to you, that you're not delaying. You're going straight up. Like, I can't wait for this. This is you going up. So one's a din in the Torah, and the first reason was it's a din in the Tzibur. Chaf Gimel. Shubo Derech Aruka. Then you come down, which the longest way to get back to your seat. Shalote Hey Nira Allah Kimaso. It shouldn't be like, oh, wow. I'm glad I got that over with. So now I'm going back to my seat as soon as possible. No, you take a little, I don't know, you walk the longer way. Now, what if they're equidistant? He said in Chav Dalid that then you just go to the right. Oh, the Pesach, Kidamrina Ba'am, as the saying goes, Kol Pinos, every time you turn, Sha'at Apoine, Lo Yehei, Ela Derech Yamin, which we've learned out from Beis HaMikdash, that you always turn to the right. We give more preference to that. Mishar Yitzin brings us down the name of the Beis Yosef. Okay, Chaf Ches VaYered BePesach Shekinegdos, and you go down the opposite way that you came up. VaAch Smuva LeZeh Mikra Di Yecheskel Memvav. So you have a pasuk in the Navi Yecheskel, which is a hint to this. Tichsiv Lo Yoshuv Derech Hashar Asher Bo Vo Ki Nichecho Yetei. That when they would go to Beis HaMikdash, they would not walk out of the same gate that they used to walk in. They would walk out from a different one in order, to keep it fresh, so to speak. If you look in 17, Machmazeh, I'm looking at the Dirshu, Kosev Shulchan Aruch Lekaman, later on, coming up soon, we're going to get to the dinim of the Beis Knesses. Misha nichnas lehispal the Beis Knesses, mitzvah lav shikanes b'pesach echod, v'yetz b'pesach acher, to come in one and to go out through the other. My chavrusa pointed this out to me, that we used to learn in the old Beis Medrash, Rabbi Simon always used to walk in through one door and come out through the other. So you say, I never noticed it. He pointed out to me, I never realized it. I said, yeah, you're right. He always. So we're assuming it was based upon this concept right here. Good morning. Okay, so that's the Navi. That's the remez for it. That's the Dirshu Eitz. Okay, what to do? Continuing now. Begam HaChazan Kishemoyli HaSefer Torah. Now the Chazan here means like the Shliach Tzibah, right? So now he's bringing the Sefer Torah from the Aron to the Bima, Latevet, where it's going to be read. Nami Hadin Kain, same thing. You should walk straight there. As I pointed out, it's really the proper thing to do. Once the Chazan gets the Sefer Torah, they should walk directly to the Bima. They should not delay and start walking all around and letting everybody kiss it on the way back. Okay, once Mitzvah's done, then we said you could walk a Derech Arucha. But to go straight, it's really proper thing seems to be to go straight to the Bima.
That's bringing the Sefer Torah.
Right, but both. But remember, when you get called up, you go straight. But even bringing the Sefer Torah should go directly. Sha'ol b'derech yamin v'derech v'yir min hateva pepesach shenegdos. So when you go up to the right side, then you go down or you walk away, meaning you take the Sefer Torah from the opposite direction. Ve'eshiv Sefer Torah la'olam ol b'derech yamin afilu im derech aruka. There is svar to say you should always go to the right side. Eish das lamo, Eish das lamo, from the right side, the Torah is given, says always a preference to the right.
So it's the right facing, because everybody always comes from the left when you're looking, right? So they're right when they're
walking. To the right facing, yeah.
Because they're coming from
the that's the right, yeah. That is that's their right. I mean, where else do you find this? When you hold the Sefer Torah, even if you're a lefty, you still hold the Sefer Torah on your right hand side, right? Even a lefty sells it because there's always a preference to the right for this. Uv mekomo seinu shehabima ome tomid beemza neged aron kodesh. In our shuls, we always have the bima, which is directly across from the aron kodesh. Kamosh kosov harama b'simen kufnun. We'll get there. Sifhei b'hagal im kein and shnei hadrachim shovim. And you're always going to have. It's not as if you know. Imagine if you'd have, like off center, right? So I'm leaving here and now I got to walk to the bima. It's out there in right field. So then there's a tzad here. It's always going to be, you know, what's what I'm looking for, corresponding to each other. Right, uvavade ol bederechim. So you certainly should go to the right. Because v'achronim mi shekoren oisu lalois l'torah. Someone gets called up to for an aliyah. Yesh lo leilech bezrizus miad. Go directly up immediately. V'lo yorts, but don't run. Mishum kvod beis kineses chvod hatzibur. Right. Okay. If you actually don't be running to there, no, but you walk quickly. You don't dilly dally. That's what he's saying here. And then when you're done with your aliyah, he could finished off and said, this is from the Ramah, you don't leave until the next person gets called up. Chavav ad shial, until the next guy comes up. Mishum kvod sefer Torah. It's also considered respect. Shelo yinicheno levado. Shouldn't be there all by itself. V'aminig lahamtim ad shemaschil hasheni habracha. So the mitzvah of the minig is to wait until the second guy begins his bracha. V'hamadaktikim choshishin kishederech. Because if you're walking away, you won't be able to hear. I mean, if you leave and the guy gets called up and then he makes his bracha and you start walking away, you're not going to be able to hear it correctly. Therefore, mamtinin ad shiyasayim hasheni. We wait till he finishes. Okay, that's what we do. Vayordim bein gavra legavra. We go down between one person and the next. So that's what we do. We stick around for the next person to get their aliyah. We stand up there and then you walk down bein gavra legavra. Yeah, right. Actually, he just mentioned. Uchishiyor min habima. It's on the top of the next page. When you are again, it's so interesting because it's your rate. He's talking about. We're saying that the shuls in Tzvas. You see some of the old European shuls. That it's a high bima. You're walking. So when you're rate, you're literally descending. You're coming down. Yilich benachas v'lo yoratz. You should go slowly and not run away. Shlo yehei nira olav kamase. There shouldn't be as if what's it called? You know, you're just can't wait to get away. Now this is fascinating. The next halacha, the final halacha in this is a historical. I mean, it's a halacha, but it gives you like a historical. I can't recall other places where I've seen this in Shulchan Aruch where he tells you like, here's the halacha. By the way, this is the Maaseh Shehaya, Maaseh Rav, where we paskin. Sometimes maybe, but I can't think of off the top of my head where else you see something like this. So look now in Ches. Kol Tevish Yukari Kriyuksiv. Any word you have in the Torah where it's written one way but it's pronounced a different way. Halach L'moshe Mesinai Kishitehei Nichteves K'moshehi B'Torah V'Nikreis B'Inyan Acher. So you write it the way it's supposed to be, as the Masorah tells you. This is the way we write the word, and then you pronounce it a different way. Fine. Now watch this. Okay, that's the halacha. Done. And there was one time a guy who didn't do this. He read it the way it's actually written, and there were gedolim in the shul. V'harabonim harav Yitzchak Abuhav, v'harav Avraham Valansi, v'harav Shmuel Valansi, v'novazal. These are the three rabbonim who were there when this guy did it. Right? He read it the way it's actually written in the Chumash. V'hisrubo, they warned him, Shiukra kifi hamesora. Yeah, we're telling you, no, that's not the way we pronounce the word. You read it the right way, correct it. V'lo rots, he wouldn't do it. V'niduhu, v'hariduhu, mehateva. They put him in, they excommunicated him, they took him down from the almond. Right? So, meaning, like, it's interesting. I don't think you find too many places where you have the halacha. And then, by the way, here's how we've actually paskined. Interesting. Okay. There's one Mishnah Brunis.
It seems like in the mice of the Baal Korah intentionally pronounced the
yes.
Way as it was written.
Yeah, they corrected it. They told him, no, that's not the way we do it. He said, no, I'm reading it the way it's written, and not according to the Masorah, but the way it's written, which by definition means you're going against the Masorah, because this is how we read it.
Like
yeah, maybe. I know something's fishy with this guy. They got him out of there. Wow. Okay, Chav Zayin, Kiviyah Masorah, right? Wrote to learn what it means. Hakabola shekibalnu lekrosa. The tradition we've received as to how to correctly read it. V'lo azlina basa haksiva. We don't go after the way that it's actually written. V'nikra mesoras ba'alma aim lemesora. Right? Yesh aim lemikra. Yesh aim lemesora. That's the whole discussion as to how we follow the way words are written or read. V'leik mishum isur likrois betora afila ois achas shalom in haksav. You think, one second. If it's written one way and I'm pronouncing it differently, that means I'm just like, I'm not really reading it. You feel that? It's a chap. Right? If there's cases where you have this. No, the shiny hocha, this is not a problem. Shekachi halacha l'moshe m'sinai, this is the way that we actually do it. There's some interesting dirshus over here. Maybe Mirat Hashem between Mincha Marv, we'll quote some of these cases over here in the Yisachar, Yisoschar, how it appears, how things are being written. And okay, but this is fascinating. I'm very fascinated by this. I have to try to figure out, do a search to look at where else you have a din like this in Shulchan Aruch itself. Besides, like the Meforsh on this, the Mechaber himself writes, here's the halacha, here's what happened, and they got rid of the guy. Okay, all right, great. Mirat Hashem, we'll pick it up tomorrow with Kufman Beis. Good day, everybody.
Probably a different
the what?